The meeting went for a little more than 90 minutes, and just when it seemed it would end quietly,
we want Officer Tedesco tried for murder.
Activists demanded that officers involved in the deaths of Wardell Davis and Jose Hernandez Rossi earlier this year be prosecuted. Early in the meeting, Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda said he could not comment on the cases.
Right now, they are being investigated by the State Attorney General's office, and I've been asked not to talk about them and refer all questions to them.
Police officials are also not commenting about a recent report by Investigative Post, which looks into the city's strike force formed by the mayor to crack down on gangs and drugs. The report says that police have conducted some searches without proper cause, and some cases have been tossed out by questionable testimony. Councilmember David Rivera, a former cop who chairs the Police Oversight Committee, was questioned about that report.
If what they're doing is illegal, it's illegal. If the evidence is being suppressed, then it's wrong. It's up to the Buffalo Police Department to make those changes. And certainly this is something you just brought to our attention. It wasn't brought up before us. And certainly if it was clocked in and something the commissioner could have answered on the spot, then he would have answered it.
The Partnership for the Public Good proposes that the strike force model be replaced by a community policing concept. The partnership's executive director, Sam McGavern, says such a model was tried in Watts, California, where officers moved into the project and crime went down.
It's really more about other techniques for officers to get to spend time getting to know people in a positive setting, not just crime response setting, and then building those relationships that then yield to better crime prevention and better crime response later on.
The committee's next scheduled meeting is in January. In the meantime, Chairman Rivera stated lawmakers are drafting a resolution to create an advisory panel to serve that committee. Among the questions to resolve, who may sit on that panel? Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.